and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us here on ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm Chris Carroll. Today we're going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling once again. He's going to talk to us about some of the pitfalls, the dangers, the warning signs of ERP implementation failure and how you can best avoid it. This is some really good information from somebody who really knows what they're talking about in this area, so you don't want to miss it. Also coming up later on in the program, part two of my interview with Stan Alpert. As you might remember from a previous show, Stan is a member of Panorama's client and vendor relations organization. He's got a combined manufacturing and IT experience of over 30 years, and he's got some more information to share with us in part two of our interview, so stick around for that. Panorama Consulting recently published a blog on their website that explores some interesting statistics around ERP software implementation failures. Joining us to discuss that article is Eric Kimberling, Panorama's president and founder. Eric, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Well, I know we're all interested to explore some of your findings in this area. So first of all, tell me, how do you define implementation failure?
Well, Chris, in our study, what we look at and what we consider to be success versus failure is the duration of an implementation, the cost of a duration, and the level of business benefits that are realized by organizations that have implemented ERP. So the way we define failure then are meeting one or more of the following three criteria. Either the implementation takes longer than expected to implement, costs more than expected to implement, or it fails to deliver at least half of the business benefits that were expected before the implementation.
Okay. So what does Panorama's research and statistics show about this?
Well, we found in our research, which is based on our 2010 ERP report, which your listeners can download off of our website, we found that 72% of organizations experience at least one of those failure points. 31% of the organizations in the study experience two or more of those pain points. So, you know, you've got about a 2 out of 3 chance of having one of those failure points occur in your project, at least according to the averages in the statistics, which again is based on a study of over 1,600 different ERP implementations across the globe.
I see. So when it comes to budget, going over or under budget, is that the only measure of success, or what are some other factors there?
Well, that's a good point, Chris, and you raise a very good point in that companies that have differing expectations on what it's going to take to implement in terms of cost, you know, that's not